Please be seated. Every winter we see the reports, multiple car pileups out on the interstate in the midst of a blinding snowstorm. Now, have you been there before? Not necessarily in a pileup, but in a blinding snowstorm so bad that you really couldn't see very well in front of you. In fact, you're so scared that out of nowhere is going to appear a car that stopped right in front of you, and you're going to plow right into it. Now, what would make driving under those conditions even worse? Well, if you were driving in a blinding snowstorm at night, you compound the reduced visibility of the snowstorm with the reduced visibility of being in the dark, and you really don't want to be out on the road. And so the question in that type of situation that you have to ask yourself is, can you really see where you're going? And that's the question that we're going to address today, based on what Jesus says here in the text from John chapter 12, beginning at verse 35. So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. This is God's word. From what Jesus says here, it actually is pretty simple. He makes it simple for us. He tells us that there are only two places to walk, two places to live. That's either in the darkness or in the light. It's often said that when it comes to traveling somewhere, a key difference between men and women is this. Men don't like to stop and ask for directions. What is it with us guys? Do we think that we're just too proud to do that? Do we think that if we're in an area that is especially unfamiliar that we're going to look weak if we stop and ask for directions? Do we think that we're smarter than a GPS unit? Are we worried about wasting time? When it comes to trying to live our lives in a way that's pleasing to God, all of us are men. We are sure that our way is the best way, and no one's going to tell us any different. We figure that if we keep trying over and over again, that eventually we're going to reach where we need to be, that we're going to reach that worthwhile goal, even perhaps heaven. But do you know what our problem is? Our problem is not so much that we don't know which way to go on our own, which we don't. Our problem is that we can't even see which way to go on our own. We're born spiritually blind, and we're in a blackness that is so dark that we have to go through this life groping just to find our way. We're like the people described in Proverbs 4. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. And if we keep walking in the darkness, if we remain in our sin, not seeing where we're going to be going straight down the path to hell. Now, there are times when it seems like we're happy walking on that particular path. Isn't it more fun to be in the darkness? Can't we get away with more things? Aren't we able to hide in the shadows and pursue pleasure with reckless abandon? Then again, there are times that we think that we're walking in the light, and actually we're oblivious to where we're going. Maybe you've seen the video clips of people who are walking along and they think that they're going to go through an open door, and the realization that they're not comes when their face slams into that really clean glass. That's the way that we are at times, thinking that we're walking in the light, but really being in the darkness. And this could very well be a deception of the devil. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, the devil can masquerade as an angel of light. But the stark contrast that Jesus presents here is walking in the light instead of the darkness. Walk while you have the light, Jesus says. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Now again, this is not something natural for us to do. We're born in the darkness, and sometimes we enjoy living in the darkness. But walking in the light, being a son of the light, is the only path to heaven. So how do we become sons of light? Well, we can't. Not on our own. To say that we could move ourselves out of the darkness into the light all on our own would be like saying that a blind person can restore his own sight. But moving from the darkness to the light is not impossible for God. When God washed you clean of your sins in baptism through the blood that our Savior shed on the cross, he not only made you his own, but he brought you out of darkness and he put you into the light of his Son. As Jesus says later in this same chapter, I have come into the world as light so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. As a child of God, as a child of the light, you are in the light and you walk in the light. And so you also have an incredible inheritance waiting for you. It's no accident that Jesus here calls us sons of light. In Bible times, the sons were the ones who inherited the estate from the family. How much more so for us, whom God has adopted as his sons, who now inherit the eternity of life in heaven. Note also that Jesus tells us to walk while you have the light. Now, to the people to whom he spoke that day, Jesus meant that it wasn't always going to be this way, that he would be able to stand there and address them face to face. For us, it's a little different. We know that we always have God's word. We know that Jesus always talks to us in God's word, and that is not going to go away. But his warning here does remind us that even for us, the sons of light, our time on this earth is limited. Now, that could be a bad thing, or it can be a good thing. It could be bad because there's a danger that we become lazy. We might become lazy about our faith and continually dabble in the darkness, perhaps running the risk of losing our faith. But primarily for those of us whom God has brought out of the darkness into his light, the fact that we are not long for this world is a good thing. As we walk this earth, we're well aware that the darkness is always chasing us. And we know that the devil is going to do everything that he can to get us to sin more and more, as much as we can, as long as we can. There are probably days when we feel like we're staying maybe just one step ahead of being overtaken by the darkness. But always remember whom God has made you, that he has made you a son of the light. When you're walking in this world, when you're looking down the tunnel of this world and seemingly surrounded by death and darkness, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. When you keep your eyes on that light, when you walk in the light of God's word, you definitely can see where you're going. You're going straight to heaven. Amen. Please rise. Let us join in the praying of the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.